experienced last night by the English national team. Because it is 5pm now.
And here is your latest RTL Today news, sports and weather. Luxembourg-based satellite operator OQ Technology is developing 5G satellite systems to restore communication during natural disasters and cyber attacks. By connecting directly to mobile phones and drones, the technology aims to assist emergency services and accelerate first responder alerts. The firm plans to expand its satellite constellation soon. Luxembourg's Klimabonus Wunnen subsidy scheme has been extended by 5 years until 2030. The updated regime increases funding for heat pumps up to €17,500, introduces pre-financing via companies from 2027, and digitizes applications to cut processing times to 3 months. The Die Kirschbar Association has sounded the alarm by condemning acts of violence against lawyers and judicial staff in a strongly worded statement following an attempted murder that took place in Edelbrook on the 12th of June, when a curator handling a bankruptcy was attacked by the alleged perpetrator. Police are appealing for witnesses after a vehicle owner was injured while confronting two men suspected of stealing valuables from his car on the Grand Rue in Edelbrook. The incident took place yesterday at 1:30 p.m. In international news, an Italian court has sentenced 32 defendants today, including the former head of motorway operator Autostrada, for their role in a deadly bridge disaster 8 years prior that killed 43 people. The former chief executive Giovanni Castellucci was found guilty of vehicular homicide and negligence related to the collapse of the bridge in Genoa. France and Germany will seek to move on from the failure of a tortured fighter jet project and bolster other joint defence plans, including nuclear deterrence, at a joint government meeting tomorrow. After one-on-ones discussions for this evening, French President Emmanuel Macron and German Chancellor Friedrich Merz will chair tomorrow's annual meeting, held this time near Cologne. A UK court has jailed two young men for a 2024 cyber attack on London's public transport operator that exposed the details of millions of customers in one of Britain's biggest data breaches. The pair were each handed 5.5-year sentences at London's Woolwich Crown Court. And finally, the European Union has demanded that Google share data with other search engines and open up its Android systems to rival AI services. In sports, a British minister has called for FIFA to investigate after Argentina's players held up a banner reading "The Falklands are Argentinian" after their 2-1 victory over England. The Prime Minister's office backed the cause by Business Minister Peter Kyle following the World Cup semi-final match. And Scottie Scheffler has made a strong start to his defence of the British Open to sit just one off the clubhouse lead of 4 under par after his opening front nine at Royal Birkdale. For more on these stories, news, updates and much more, head on over to rtltoday.lu. Weather now, and it has once again been a mixture of sunshine and cloudy conditions today, with a current temperature of around 29 degrees. There is a good chance of some thunderstorms a little later this afternoon, however, and during the night, when the temperature will drop to about 18 Celsius.
RTL Today traffic info.
3 minutes past 5pm. It's quite busy on Luxembourgish Road, starting on our old friend the A3 heading towards Didlange. That's a half hour delay at the minute, with over 9 kilometres worth of tailback. It's 9 to 10 minutes on the A4 between Sessange and Pompierre, 15 roughly on the N1 between the CR143 and Grevemacher, and another 15 minute delay on the N4 between the Cloche d'Or near the city centre itself, heading towards Le Delange down the CR163. However, no speed checks to worry about, at least this afternoon. And as for everything else, as always, simply check out today.rtl.lu/mobility.
Celebrate the World Cup with Mevil Alvis, with up to 50% off on stock furniture. More on alvis.lu.
Mevil Alvis.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to episode 45 of the RTL Today World Cup Review, Balling with Baker. England's World Cup dreams didn't just end in Atlanta. They were crumpled up, lobbed into a bin, set on fire, stamped out,
and then swept away by Argentina, who waited until the final minutes to deliver the sort of heartbreak England fans now consider a rite of passage. Thomas Tuchel's men actually looked on course for something historic, a first final since 1966, when Anthony Gordon put them ahead after 55 minutes. For a brief, shimmering moment, England dare to believe. Big mistake. Never believe. Not with this team. The match had started in the chaos everyone expected, with 19 fouls committed in the first half alone. The referee did his best impression of a substitute teacher trying to control a classroom of caffeinated toddlers. Argentina leaned heavily into the dark arts, with Simeone Jr. trying to emulate his cynical father, while England responded with their usual blend of mild panic and bemusement. It was a shambles of a half, and one can only assume the referee added just 3 minutes because he'd seen enough. The only attack of substance ended with a long-range effort from Fernandes that had Pickford squinting into the distance like he was trying to read a menu without his glasses. In the second half, thankfully, a football match broke out from the slugfest. England struck after winning the ball back, recycling quickly and feeding Morgan Rogers, who justified his selection with a perfect right-wing cross to Gordon, arriving late at the far post to finish. Cue English hope. Cue England deciding to sit back and soak up pressure with 35 minutes left. Argentina reacted like someone had insulted their mother. Pickford produced a brilliant reflex save to deny Nico Gonzalez, but the pressure kept building. Alexis McAllister hit the post twice, and England's defensive shape began to resemble a group of strangers queuing for a bus. Then came the substitutions. Ezri Konsa on for Gordon with 18 minutes left, because nothing says kill off the game like removing your goalscorer. Dan Byrne entered like a medieval siege tower, but even he couldn't stop the inevitable. England retreated so far back they were practically in the car park, inviting wave after wave of Argentine attacks. Messi, who had spent most of the match lurking like a pensioner waiting to complain to a manager, finally came alive, switching wide and pinging in pinpoint crosses. 5 minutes from time, Fernandes unleashed a 25-yard thunderbolt that finally beat Pickford. In the 92nd minute, Messi again delivered a perfect right-footed cross. Lautaro Martinez rose. England collapsed. 2-1 curtains. England now head to the third-place playoff against France, which has all the appeal of a prostate exam. Argentina march on to face Spain, with Messi eyeing a second World Cup at 39 and Lamine Yamal waiting to audition for the role of next football deity. England were close, painfully close, but once again they snatched defeat from the jaws of victory. We're not even sad, just disappointed. I'll be back on Friday to preview the final. Until then, this is JB out.
Drive with Tom Einarsson.
The heartbeat
of Luxembourg.
RTL Today Radio.
That was the World Cup review with John Baker. Oh, poor guy. Here's something to cheer him up. King Tuff with Invisible Ink.
Mysterious, you're just like the Sphinx. You live your life in invisible ink. I'm feeling good, yeah, I'm in love.